This is a big book sponsorship presentation. At the end of this workshop, everyone there in the room will understand the scope and breadth of a 12-step program, how to work the program daily, and how to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. And any one of you can facilitate this workshop there in Kansas. We're going to teach you how to do all of that in 4 hours. It sounds extraordinary, but that's what we do. And for those of you that have been, you know, through the solution and you've been taken through by a certain sponsor or whatever, I just want you to think of the approach we're offering up today is just another tool that you can add to your sponsorship kit, right? I liken this particular approach to a form of soul surgery. Sometimes we don't have a lot of time to work with the newcomer, you know, weeks or months to study the book and get into it. Sometimes we need to do soul surgery because they got literally days or hours to get a lick of the ice cream cone, a lick of that power and go, that's what I need. That's what I tap into. And, you know, our job is to show them, you know, what the God dope or the spiritual dope is all about. So that's what we're going to do today over the next 4 hours. Please remember, it only takes a few hours to learn how to work a 12-step program and the rest of your life to practice it. So let's get started. I want you to open up your workbooks to page 3. Now, when I teach this work, when I do a group like I'm doing today, I usually do it lecture style where I present and do the talking and all that sort of stuff and the audience listens. But when I work one-on-one, taking someone through this workbook, they do the reading, I ask the questions, and we have a deeper sharing between the two of us as we go through the steps, seeking the power together. So those are the two different approaches I use with this particular tool. Now, this 12-step workbook guide that you have before you, we substitute terms and phrases related to alcoholism to include any acting out or obsessive compulsive addiction patterns, such as drugs and all mind-altering substances. We include sugar, food, overeating, nicotine, gambling, sex, love, fantasy, pornography, overworking, tasking, electronic media, social media, self-harm, mutilation, anorexia, bulimia, overspending, debting, under-earning, cluttering, hoarding, emotions, codependency. You know, I really believe codependency is the underpinning addiction. You can be codependent on a thing like drugs or booze. You could be codependent on a person or a toxic relationship, or you could be codependent on a process like sex, gambling, fantasy. And I really believe, and some of our members in Al-Anon and R-Anon, they understand the codependency pattern. And we'll talk a little bit about that, certainly when we get into step 4. And of course, anyone can certainly increase this list or null or welcome. I think there's over 300 definitive 12-step programs out there that were all spawned from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous formed in 1939. Throughout this workbook, we quote from the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, our basic recovery text. And we've made notes and commentaries and we've added gender inclusive changes, which are formatted in italics, so it reads for men and women. Wherever I've altered the original recipe, however, from the big book, I've italicized the text, and I cite where in the big book you can read the original passage, just to make sure I'm not trying to pull something over on you. And for further study, it suggests you to get a copy of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Raise your hand if you got a copy of the big book. You know, I would expect nothing but the entire audience with Drug Addicts Anonymous out there, because you guys are a big book focused fellowship, right? Okay. All right. The whole point of everything we do in 12 steps, especially as sponsors, our whole purpose is to become sponsors. That's our job, to become a sponsor. All the power, all the efficacy of our program is availed to us in sponsorship. Now, some of you may know this in the first 88 pages of your big book before you get into the chapter working with others. It mentions 124 times work with another alcoholic. And they don't mean your sponsor. They mean work with the guy or the gal that's in the hole that doesn't know their way out and show them the way out. Bill and Bob understood the power of one addict, one alcoholic, working with another. I watch your back, you watch my back. When I do the journey, it's kind of like a co-sponsorship. Brother and brother, brother and sister, sister and sister, arm in arm. Because I'm seeking the power right now, just as you are. Every day I seek that power in my life. I seek that connection to that power deep down within that allows me to easily control my desire to drink, use, and act out. And this is the power behind sponsorship. And of course, the minimum unit of fellowship is 2. Now, one of the things I did, I went back to university in my 50s. And there's a line in the big book that says, go out and see what other religious people are doing. So I thought, hey, I'll go get a degree. And I enrolled in the 10th ranked Ivy League university in the world, University of Toronto, graduated at the top of my class in medical anthropology and religions. By the way, here are 3 really good predictors of recovery. 1, we work with others. 2, we go back to school. We improve ourselves, you know, improve ourselves for our careers, our communities, our families. You know, the 3rd thing I see addicts do that tell me they got a good program, they fix their teeth. So if you're fixing your teeth, going back to school and working with others, I guarantee you got a golden program. So I was doing research in medical anthropology, which is the study of humans and their healing systems. Of course, 12 steps is an alternative healing system. And I came across this drug study done in Baltimore, Maryland in the year 2000. They had 500 injection drug users. These were cocaine and heroin injection users. And they followed their trajectory into the groups of AA and NA. And they had 3 groups, with a sponsor, without a sponsor, and those that sponsored others. And they looked at their abstinent rates at the end of 1 year. Now, those with a sponsor and those without a sponsor, there was no difference in their sobriety rate, which was less than 40%. Signifying you're just as likely to sober up with or without a sponsor. And 2, having a sponsor is no predication of power. I am not the power. I will fail you. I'll certainly say something that's going to piss you off, or I'm not going to be there when you need me the most. But those that sponsored others, 75% of the group was still sober, signifying all the power, all the efficacy of our program is availed to us when we teach the newcomer how to be sponsors. That's our job, to get them through the steps as quickly as possible, as quickly as they can assimilate it, so they can enjoy the same joy and freedom that we have. What do sponsors talk about? We talk about our newcomers relapsing. Now, I know sponsors can relapse from time to time, but the percentage of sponsors relapsing versus the percentage of newcomers relapsing is quite dramatic. So our job is to get them through, and helping others is the foundation stone of our recovery. And a kindly act once in a while isn't going to cut it, folks. I always have people make a note in their workbook, half measures avail me nothing. Like, did any one of us ever half measure our addiction pattern when we were out there? It was always full on, right? Yet I see so many people come in, they keep a lazy foot in the new life, and they keep a cocky foot in the old life, and they piss all over their recovery, right? There's no half measures. Half measures avail us nothing. Now, our job is to show others, show the newcomer precisely how we've recovered. You know what we are? We're spiritual pimps. That's what we are. All we do is broker a relationship between God and the dickweed, and dickweed and God. I like the term dickweed. That means a total fucking loser. I like a loser. They're more likely to follow my suggestion. That's all we do. We're pimps. God, dickweed, dickweed, God. That's our whole job. We carry the message, not the addict, right? And we show them precisely how to do that. And that's the main purpose of the book. And for newcomers, we hope that these pages, either these 30 pages in the workbook or the 164 pages of your big book, will prove so convincing that no further authentication will be necessary. Everything you need to know about a spiritual moral solution, which is what a 12-step program is in the pages of the big book. Now, we're going to outline the program of action, which I like to call the recovery recipe. You know, what I love about the big book, it's written like a set of instructions, like a cooking recipe, you know, baking a cake. If you follow the recipe, you get a really delicious, I like extra moist, double layer chocolate cake. And if I follow the recipe, that's what I get. And with a cold glass of milk, I'm in heaven. Hope I'm not triggering any of the food addicts over there. And, you know, when you follow the instructions in the big book exactly as it's laid out, the end result is an awakening to a power far greater than the booze, the drugs, or the acting out addiction, and lets us easily control that desire. And that's the key behind the recipe. And we're going to explain how we did that through self-appraisal, 4 and 5, steps 4 and 5. how we straighten out our past steps 8 and 9 and why we're endeavoring to be helpful to you today. Now, it's important for newcomers to realize that our attempt to pass this on to you plays a vital part in our recovery. And, you know, sometimes it's a bit of a ripoff being the newcomer because as a sponsor, I get so much out of it, but I don't have the power to make you sober, right? But every time I go through this program, I learn something new about myself. I learn something new about the program. I learn something new about working with newcomers. And I've been doing that for 20 years. I've carried the message to over 12,000 addicts in 20 years. So, but what I hope to do today with this workbook and this approach is to give you 20 years of my experience, my wisdom, to help you be the best sponsors you can possibly be. Because I don't know about there in Kansas, but business seems to be booming everywhere else on the world. And there's a lot of suffering people out there that need our help. Make it plain, you're under no obligation to us. We only hope that you'll try to help other addicts when you escape your own difficulty. And we suggest it's important that you place the welfare of other people ahead of your own. Sometimes I hear in the rooms, oh, this is a selfish program. I got to work on me first. You know what? I never see them hang around the rooms long. It's not a selfish program. So placing the welfare of others, whenever I worked on me first, I could never stay sober. But when I cared more about you and more about your sobriety and gave unconditionally to help you get well, my sobriety always got taken care of out of left field. Why it works that way, I don't know. Call it spiritual karma, call it the law of harvest. We reap what we sow. But that's the dynamic that gets into play. We get to keep it by giving it away. We pay it forward, right? That's an important note. We get to keep it by giving it away. We pay it forward. It's not a selfish program. Now, throughout this presentation, we hope that no one will consider these self-revealing accounts by myself and my other facilitators in bad taste. Our hope is that many addicted men and women desperately in need will see that our dissertation of these pages and fully disclosing ourselves and our problems, that you'll be persuaded to say, hey, I'm like you, you're like me, you don't do it anymore, and I want what you have. That's the whole point behind our stories, is to reach that newcomer and say, hey, you know, I'm like you, you're like me, but you don't do it anymore. How is that possible? I want what you have.